Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, family. Welcome to Deidre's Cafe in May. I am your host, Khadija Stewart, the on-call business coach. Welcome, family. We have made it to May. We are, we would say, halfway through the year almost. What accomplishments have 2022 brought us? Have we leveled up, family? That was our goal this year. I have to ask a favor, family. I caught a spring bug. Yes, I tend to get these every year, right? I didn't do some of the things I'm supposed to do in taking care of my body. So bear with my voice tonight. Please bear with me. What's in your cup? Since I have this bug, of course, there's lemon zinger, fresh squeezed lemon, ginger, honey, and that's what I'm sipping on. What are you sipping on in that cup, remember? Go get your sparkling soda, your iced tea, your water, your coffee, whatever, and come join me at Deidre's Cafe. Family, tonight I am so excited. I have two awesome guests that are going to be joining us. Oh, man. One of them I really can't even begin to give an introduction for. She's done some of the things that I've been telling you, family, that you can do. And she's coming on to prove to you and show you that the things that I've been saying, the homeschool world can bring our children, the futures that it can open, the doors that are wide open for our children to take if we allow them to think outside the box. And she's coming on to give her story. She's a 14-year-old with 2 degrees tonight. And then we have a brother I like to call Mr. Finance. He had a non-traditional beginning, right? People try to count out those individuals that may have had some struggles in the early parts of their lives, but he turned it around. He went from working in the entertainment industry to building credit and finance and to learning the actual language of U.S. credit and U.S. finance. And now he manages and teaches other people how to do that. And he does some investing as well. I am so excited to welcome these two people tonight. It's interesting because one's 14 and the other's in, I don't know his age, and I wouldn't dare tell it, but he's an adult over the age of 21, I can tell you that. And it's going to be interesting to watch the dynamics, right, between the two generations. The 14-year-old is also a business owner and an author. So we're going to, I have some interesting questions I'm going to throw at them. And I want them to interact so that you guys can see that the life that I'm living, the life that I've been explaining to you, family, the tips and tricks that I've been trying to give you, they actually work, right? So let me first greet you guys with some thoughts. Don't forget to own your worth. Those who have owned their worth are leasing their time for payment. You know, we get upset when attorneys charge us, when accountants charge us, all of these professionals, right, they charge these huge hourly rates that we feel like, why do we have to pay that? Guess why we have to pay it, family? Because those professionals have owned their worth. They know what they are worth. They've built up the credentials and the credibility, and now they can charge consultants, business coaches. Yes, we have built up a credibility. We built up the skill set. We built up the knowledge, the education, to be able to say, now, I'm not going to even talk to you if you're not going to pay me a certain amount per hour. And that is exactly what owning your worth means, family, right? You build up the credentials. You build up the credibility. And that's why I'm so excited for our guests tonight, because they've done just that, right? They're not out there just starting businesses out the blue, and doing things and just making money and not being organized, not being focused, not being driven. They're doing all of that, and they're doing it in such a driven way that the accomplishments are easy. They come. And I'm sure our guest tonight, she's not going to say that it was easy, and I'm sure that, you know, neither is the gentleman. But what's going to happen is you're going to hear in their story how things that people thought they couldn't accomplish became accomplishable. And then accomplished, right? They actually did these things. So as we're waiting for them to call in, I want to just give a shout-out. You guys know I like to do my business corner shout-out. show. I want to do Flowers by Lachelle in Philadelphia, Franklin Grace Resource Center in Somerset, New Jersey, the Mirror Coach Manaya in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Butterfly Money in New Jersey, EYU Academy in New Jersey. I'm trying to think of some other business folks that I've been dealing with lately, and my buddies. So I think our guest is ready to call to talk now. So hello, are you there? Well, she's coming in. As I said, the introduction for her. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, Shania? Good evening, Shania Muhammad family. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Pronounce your name for me, and I didn't do this in our earlier talk. Say your name for me, please. I want to make sure I say it correct.
Okay, my name is Shania Muhammad.
Thank you. Okay, I wanted to make sure. You know, with a name like Khadija, folks always mess the name up, right? So we want to make sure we get the names right. Congratulations. You just finished with 2 degrees, correct?
Thank you.
And what 2 schools were those degrees from? Please tell us.
Okay, so I got my associate's in diverse studies at Oklahoma City Community College and my associate in at Langston University in general studies.
And you are how old, Shania?
I'm 14.
14 years old. Family, do you hear this? Yay! I didn't get a chance to do this earlier, but I have to do it for you now. I'm so honored to be on a call with such a young scholar that has so much to offer. You're also a homeschool graduate, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And how did homeschool hurt or help you? Talk to family and tell them exactly, you know, how did homeschool help that whole process of getting 2 degrees? Or how did it hurt it?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I don't think homeschool hurt me in any way. I feel like everything I've done throughout my homeschool journey has helped me. I feel like it helped me because my parents were my teachers, and so they understood where I was. And it's easier whenever you're dealing with a kid that you actually know, you know, they're my parents, so I've grown up with them, so they understand where my academic level is and what I need to work on. So that's one of the pros of just homeschooling your children is that, you know where your child is in their academic journey. And that's one of the other things is I don't have to be held back. And so when, throughout my homeschool journey, when my dad was homeschooling me, I was able to explore different things, and also was able, which allowed me to explore the ACT, and that's how we figured out, I was college ready, because he saw that I was scoring extremely high on an ACT practice test, and that's when, of course, having my official score of 22 on the ACT, and I was only 13. And so he basically gave me the platform to just explore my academic self and explore, like, the things that I can do regardless of my age or what previous grade I was in. And so that's why I feel like really, really helped is I am not limited to what I can do. And everything counted in homeschool. And so for example, like, another thing we focus on in homeschool is trade skills such as photography, graphic design, drone piloting, writing your own books, editing, tutoring, all those sorts of things.
This was a homeschool curriculum, Shania?
Ma'am?
All of that was a part of your homeschool curriculum, not your college. That was your homeschool curriculum, correct?
Homeschool curriculum, yes. It gave me a well-rounded, scope to prepare me for college. And so that was one of the pluses. I got to explore everything I wanted to.
So how was it when you transitioned to college? Did you feel lost? Did you feel like I'm around all of these adults? Were you nervous? Did you feel intimidated? What were some of those emotions that you were feeling while going to college at your age?
Yeah, so whenever I first started, because I started fall 2020, And my first day of college, online college classes at OHLC was October 19th. And so I was, at first, I really wasn't as nervous because I wasn't taking an in-person class then, but of course I was still in a college class. And so I didn't feel lost. I just didn't know what to expect, if that makes sense, because I knew whatever I didn't know, I could go ask for help from my dad and, of course, my older siblings who were already in college. And so I kind of had those resources to pull from. So I wasn't as nervous, but when I went to OU in the spring and I did my online and I did my in-person class there, it was quite different. And I wasn't nervous or shy. I was just like, oh, my God, I'm in a room full of adults. And I am really good. And so I was surprised because the age gap was crazy. Like, the people I was working with were, like, 10 years older than me. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it's crazy because no one ever recognized my age. Everyone thought I was, you know, around the same age as them. So no one could ever kind of pick out, oh, she's a little bit young because I've either matched the height of a grown woman or, you know, I wasn't really, I'm serious because I was taller than most of the women in there. And I was like, oh, my God. But, like, no one could ever pick it out. And then whenever I do tell people, they're like, oh, my God, you're so mature because I would have never guessed that you were 14.
So then being in groups, because in college you do a lot of group work. So that was easy for you then, huh, keeping up with the conversation. Were there any some things that you heard that kind of were like, oops, this is not for my ears?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of happened. But I have heard, you know, things like that. But just being kind of in, like, study groups, it wasn't hard for me to keep up. And I guess it's because me and my dad routinely talk about different topics every day. And we literally would go on for hours, and I feel like since he has helped me build such a great communication, you know, type skill with just conversations and stuff. So it didn't feel out of the ordinary because I do it with my dad every day. And so just doing it with college students, or, you know, although they're older than me, just, you know, around the topic of what we're studying didn't seem as difficult.
Right. Awesome. So as I always say, family, as you can hear what Shania is explaining, the family unit is very important. Wouldn't you definitely say that, mm-hmm. that it would not have been as easy if you did not have the family support? Am I correct?
Yes, most definitely correct. If I did not have my family support, it would have been a whole lot harder.
Great. Okay, so you're also an author and a business owner. Smart Girl mm-hmm. Clothing and
mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Sorry, you're cutting in and out just a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, so you're also an author and a business owner.
Yes.
What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is called Rewrite Listen, 13 in College, How I Did It.
Ah, so we didn't start this journey at 14. We just kind of got to a little level, right? Because we're not done, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm not done fully. I'm still be taking class.
So what is the ultimate goal educationally for you?
Well, of course, I want to go through with it. I want to get my PhD. And so I want to go all the way through with my education. But another thing I do want to do throughout my educational journey is to, you know, go beyond the classroom. So take courses on learning different business and trade skills because I want to be able to acquire other skills regardless of just college credit hours. And so just kind of expand. It's just like with the college, even though I was in college, I still wrote a book, and I didn't learn how to write a book from college. I kind of expanded. And so I just kind of want to go and expand my knowledge and thinking and the skills I can have.
Awesome. So any particular industry that you're interested in?
Well, right now I'm into e-commerce, and so having your online store and, you know, a product-based business. And, of course, my book tour, and so developing sales through e-books and things like that.
Right.
And so I'm more on the entrepreneurial side. I really just kind of like to work for myself and you know, being in control of the time I have, just be able to work and, you know, make money online because it's possible and it's there. And so that's kind of the industry I'm in. So I'm going into e-commerce, and that's on social media marketing.
Great. Awesome. So as a business owner, maybe you can define this for me. What is a business owner? Define that for me.
I feel like a business owner, let's see. I believe a business owner is someone who controls and owns their own time, someone who controls and owns the money that they're getting. So they're not, although they're working for that money, they're not being dispersed a check from somebody else. It's like everything is self, everything is developed by themselves. Of course, if they have a team, but a business owner is someone who controls the time, controls the money they're getting, and control, like, their overall just kind of scope of what they do. And so no one's just kind of telling them, hey, you need to do this, this, and this, and I'll give you this amount of money for it. They control that part because, you know, they're the business owner. So that's my definition, if that makes sense. So basically someone controls their own time, while they control their own money that they make.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting, definitely an interesting definition. So, Okay, now answer me this. What is one thing that adults, that you could possibly help the next generation business owner?
Can you repeat your question? Because you kind of in that.
Help the older generation business owner, because you gave a very interesting definition. It means that your language is made different than traditional. So I'm trying to bring that tonight because we're going to bring on a second guest in a few minutes, and I want you to answer that question for me though. How can you help the older generation business owner?
Well, some ways I feel like we can help the older generation business owners is it's them providing an outlet for the youth, because since the youth is the new generation of the world, and we'll, you know, in 10, 15 years, we're going to be the ones controlling and being in entire positions. Once you, have an outlet for your business for youth ambassadors and for the youth to understand, it's easier for, you know, your business is going to, you know, go on long term because you have someone carrying it for you. And so interesting the youth at a young age with whatever your business is, or teaching someone at a young age how to run it, basically giving an outlet for the youth to expand the business they already have.
Oh, wow. See, this is the reason why, family, we have to talk to the youth and understand how they're thinking. The communication lines, I believe, and I'm sure, Shania, you agree with me too, as long as we keep the communication lines open between the generations, we can accomplish a lot, can't we?
Yes. I mean, well, that's kind of the stuff I was trying to say. You just kind of said it better than I did. But, yeah, keeping that communication to where you're not talking so foreign to where we don't understand it. So coming down to our level just a little bit so we can understand, you know, what you're saying.
I love it. Success my way. I think Aaron is joining us. Aaron, are you with us?
Hey, what's going on, family? Aaron Jones in the building. How you doing, Khadija?
Good evening, Aaron. Aaron, meet Shania. Shania, meet Aaron. I'm glad to have
Hello.
You on the
Hello,
so
Shania.
Aaron,
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aaron.
Introduce yourself.
No,
come on in.
No, I was gonna tell her that I heard a lot about her, and I like the things that she's doing.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So go ahead, Khadija, what you were saying.
I had to give you your accolades, right? But you're trying to get a young person, so I had to step out the way and let you have that floor to definitely hear. But Mr. Finance, that's your nickname for me. You know that, right? You all about that, how to get it, how to make it successful, how to kind of make it make sense for us. So go ahead, introduce yourself for us, Aaron.
What's going on, family? My name is Aaron Jones. I'm an entrepreneur, I own a nonprofit called Second Chance Financial Program. We teach financial literacy to previously incarcerated men and women, and we also mentor children. I have a business consulting company, Money Magnet Moves, LLC. We do events. We have an event coming up June 10th in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 342 George Street. Khadijah, I didn't have the flyers ready. I'm going to send you some more. I'm going to send you some as soon as they're done.
Definitely.
Also, you know, we're pretty much based for the community. We teach people how to build up their personal profiles and business profiles. We teach entrepreneurship training. We teach the youth how to build up a profile and also how to leverage it, because a lot of people think that, you know, having good credit is a status, and you know, it's a job, because you, now that you have good credit, it's not over. You have to make that credit make you money residually, so you getting paid in your sleep off of having that benefit. So, you know, we try to educate the youth and, like I said, the previously incarcerated at the same time to change the narrative for today's society and our community for the future.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I love the fact that you're hitting a target that's kind of been counted out sometimes, right? Folks don't think that that's an area, a group of folks that we should be putting some time and investing time in. And I'm still here to say that you can count people out if you want, but you may have to meet them at the table one day. So remember who is actually in your community. I want to give my little spiel. But Aaron, I want to get you and Shania in here talking a little bit. And she was talking about some of the things that she could do and her generation could do to help the next generation. My question to you, Aaron, would be is, what's one thing that adults overlook in young entrepreneurs, right? We see the kids making the money. We think, oh, they're just making money. Parents are doing everything for them. Or what are some of the things that are overlooked, you think, that maybe we may need to stop and take a second look at for them?
Personally, I think the tech savviness of the younger generation is just so out of this world. Like, they're so smart with these devices, and sometimes, you know, we could take that for granted, because that could be an outlet that if they, you know, if they're, you know, entrepreneur, if they have an entrepreneur mentality or success mentality, they can use that ability to direct it in different markets and make it make money for them. So, you know, that's definitely a very important ability that a lot of people overlook, the ability of them being so tech savvy.
Shania, you can come in and talk to Aaron about that one. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's true, because a lot of even like my peers that I know, and although they don't know they got that entrepreneurial drive and mindset, I can see it, of course, because I'm an entrepreneur and I kind of understand, you know, what you need to have, and tech savvy, them being tech savvy, like, I've seen children be able to fully make and edit videos or fully make and edit flyers that could soon turn into book covers and digital illustrations. And so I bring this to, you know, of course, my peers, and it's like, you can use that skill that you have and make real money with it. Like, graphic designers make real money, and people who create book covers and do digital editing make real money. And I tell them, it's like, listen, take your skill and use it, you know, grow with it and master it.
I want to jump as an old head. What about training older people, Aaron? You know what I mean? They can get a little impatient. What you think when trying to show you some things? Or the language even may be different. So I'm going to use a word. Corny. My kids have told me I'm not allowed to use that word. So, Shania, what does corny mean?
I feel like corny for me, like, means that you're trying too hard to make a joke funny, like, in a literal sense. it's like, oh, you're corny, or you're trying, or you took a common joke and tried to make it your own. But trying to do something that's not yours and kind of just trying to make it fit, I feel like that's corny.
So, Aaron, did you get it right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah.
So clean it up a little bit for her. I'm getting the two generations to talk tonight.
All right, so corny is the opposite of being cool. So if you're not, if it's not cool, then it's corny, so to say. Anything that we grew up saying was corny was the things that the uncool people or something that was uncool to us.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So give her a word from her generation that would replace it, you think, or help them out, Shania.
A word to replace corny in our generation?
Yeah.
It's crazy because I've been hearing so many people say this, but a word that's kind of placed corny is they call it overdoing it. So they be like, man, you overdoing it, or you ODing, which means overdoing.
Okay.
And
I think
you really don't use corny.
I think she finally got it. What'd you say, Erin?
Yeah, that passed. Ding, ding, ding. She got that one.
And this is interesting because I really want entrepreneurs, especially in this space, and as I'm talking, guys, I want you to give me some words as we close out, because we have about another 15 minutes, and I want to get a little bit into the dialogue of business owners specifically, right? So we're all business owners on this call right now, and we all go through our changes, but you all pulled out one dynamic that working together with a 14-year-old and a 20, 30, 40-something-year-old could really have an impact, right? So in the brown community specifically, we have a problem, I think, in connecting those dots. So how do you have an old dry cleaner? So you know what I mean? A man, he's about maybe 65 years old. He has a dry cleaner, and he really needs to get on social media. He can't stand a cell phone. He only has a flip phone that he keeps in his pocket because he has to be able to talk to people. How do we work with him, with a Shania that's 14, that's social media staff, is an influencer, is getting paid $5,000 a month for being influencing? So I put the two of them in together in a room. What do we do? What's one thing that you would say to the two of them?
Are you asking me that question?
Both of you.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So the first thing I'll do is just the older man and he wants to go on social media, I'll try to relate social media.
He's been avoiding social media. We got about 2 minutes.
Oh,
we got to talk this quick. But yeah,
I'll try to explain it to him in a way to where he understands. I know older generation, y'all, read the newspaper. And so I'll try to talk him into how social media is like an updated newspaper, but instead it's digital and, like, you can contact the people you see. So I know in newspapers you'll see, like, a name at the end of who wrote it and things like that. And I'll kind of explain how on social media, if you see a name or whatever, you can contact that person and actually get to know them. That's why it's called social media. So I'll kind of try to explain the whole scope. So I'm sorry I'm talking fast, but you said we got 2 minutes. So I was like,
it's good. No, that was good. So, Aaron, how would you tell a young person to help him out? Like, what kind of suggestions would you give them and how to talk to him?
I would give the young person, I would suggest that the young person, mentions the influence of TikTok and Snapchat and Instagram and how those are marketing tools that can bring his business way more customers and clients and run his numbers up from whatever he was doing and might even separate him from his competition in the area if he has the right marketing team on these platforms.
Cool, cool. So, two of y'all need to get together and start a business. I mean, marketing together, answering the same questions separately. I love it. I want to end off with talking about budgeting. I know this is Aaron's, his avenue, and I'm going to let him step in. I'm going to ask a question, and Aaron, I'm going to ask you to ask Shania a question about budgeting. But, you know, we talk about the brown community really struggles with poverty. We across the board, across the country, our numbers are higher than any other community across the country. It's just something we have to own because we have to fix it, right? My theme for this year is level up, success my way. So in knowing that, what is one thing that we need to talk to or improve in budgeting, Aaron? And then think of a question you can give Shania to kind of talk about budgeting a little bit.
Well, the first thing we got to do is we got to stop spending because we're the number one consumer. How are we the poorest, but we spend the most money on material things? It's insane. So the first thing we really got to do is manage our money better. We have to have better money management skills, and that goes into paying yourself and investing in passive income, opportunities and things of that nature, because we can't be the poorest when we're spending the most.
That makes sense. Shania, you want to jump in and talk to that point a little bit?
Yeah, I agree to what he said. I've also realized that to where it's like we are, you know, we're classified as the poorest, but we do spend the most money, and we're not putting our money in places where our money is working for us. And so we're always investing in something to where it loses value rather than gaining, which is why I think we're losing so much. And that's on another thing. We're not learning skills for ourselves. So while we're going, you know, to pay for certain things, we can learn how to develop things, develop the same thing we're paying for, and that's when be able to sell it and make money for the same thing we were spending tons of money on.
It makes sense. Aaron, you have a question for Shania?
I have a question. What do you think are some things that we need to do as a community to kind of, let's say, get away from our poor spending habits? What do you think is something you would tell them to, this, you can do this, and this will help you get away from your poor spending habits?
Okay. Well, one of the things I'll suggest, kind of, I'm going to speak from the youth side because that's, you know, what I am and what I'm familiar with, but one is to represent, for someone to guide and represent, and that's when teach kids financial literacy and be able to guide them to what to afford, to guide them to what to buy, you know, what to invest in, because as kids, we don't know yet. And so we develop in generational poor money habits because we're following the same footsteps as our parents and grandma did, and still we aren't left a house or money or inheritance, financial inheritance. And so changing that generational curse by teaching kids financial literacy in how, you know, buying stocks or investing into a house or NFT is worth way more than buying a 300 pair of shoes. And so basically putting an example in front of us and teaching us the importance, why, and of course kids are always going to be attracted to money, and so teaching them how to make more money, because as kids, we still think we got to wait until we're 18 years old or older.
Okay.
Yep. I have another quick question for you. What are you familiar with the metaverse? Are you on? Is your business on there? Are you advertising on there? Any?
I'm not advertising on, but I am kind of familiar. I heard about it. I just don't know everything. And kind of, I just heard about it and heard people work with it.
Okay. All right. Now, I just wanted to know because, you know, that's the new generation and that's the next level of finance. So I wanted to know how much you was, you know, hip to it.
Oh, no, not yet, but I'm getting into it. I am getting into it.
Okay.
See networking. Things. Even the old head, Shania, the old head's got a little hip information for you. Yes, I sound corny when I say I know, I sound old. But no, and this is I wanted this conversation because I love the interaction back and forth. the knowledge that both of you all bring from different perspectives. Like you were saying, Aaron, you know, the previously incarcerated, that's a group of individuals that nobody thinks about their perspective. Shania, the 14, 13, 12, 15, 16-year-olds, nobody's thinking about them except how I'm going to sell them into a college to get accepted into a college, right? That's all they're thinking about money-wise. Well, what kind of Jordans can I sell them? So when we start to talk to individuals that are business owners in these communities and in these age brackets, the conversation changes a little bit. So a quick round table, quick question. Give me one quick answer. What is the youngest age for a cell phone? Shania, you go first.
The youngest age for a cell phone, and only if they're doing actual business and actually using it for the right reason, such as business, social media networking, I would say is 14, because I didn't get my phone until I was 14.
Okay. Aaron, what do you say?
For a cell phone, I mean, it's hard because, you know, girls mature faster than boys. It's sad to say, but it's true. So you could have a, you know, responsible girl who's in her young teens, like 12, you know, 11, 12, that needs a cell phone, you know? So I would say 11 for a female, and for a boy, I would say maybe like 13, 14.
Okay, Dad. Okay. Access to their debit card. Aaron, you go first.
Early as possible. As long as they know the value and they know the worth and they know they're, you know, literate in the spending department.
Okay. Shania, what do you say? Access to the debit card.
Can you repeat your question? Age for a debit card?
The youngest age to give access to the debit card.
I would say, once again, as young as possible, but I would teach them about money before I do it. And so I'll educate them on money, how it works, what to spend on, things you want to stay away from, things like that before I do it. But as long as they get those concepts, so I probably say, I'm not sure, because I got my first when I was 6, and my dad just kind of did it for me. Yeah, so I of course I wasn't actually using it. He kind of had it put up for us, but I still got my first when I was 6, and he was still educating us on how we do it, and that's why I didn't start using mine until I was 11.
Great. Okay. Last one, access to the Wi-Fi passcode.
Oh, nah, that's when they move out.
Aaron's at 18 with your own job in your own house, huh?
Yeah, go pay for your own Wi-Fi.
For me, I would say as soon as they start having a phone or and things like that, they should have access to the passcode. I mean, I have access to the Wi-Fi password, so... I mean, I don't know different houses or whatever, but for me, I mean, I've always had access. I always knew it, so.
Well, awesome. You guys, thank you so much for taking the time, first of all, on a Thursday evening. And thank you for the conversation. I know this isn't always easy. I told you guys some of the questions I was going to throw at you, but I didn't tell you everything. But thank you so much again. Guys, I'm going to let Shania go first, and Aaron, you can go. Give us, how do we find you? What are your handles, social media, email? Give it all to us, Shania.
All right. So I have my email, my Instagram, and my website is all Shania Shakur. And so Shania Shakura. So there's no spaces or anything. For my Instagram, it's just Shania Shakura. For my Gmail, it's ShaniaShakura@gmail.com. And that's one for my website. It's www.ShaniaShakura.com.
Awesome. And congratulations. I'll be looking for the Bachelor's and Master's next. Let me know. Make sure you hit me up or tag me. And Aaron, where can we find you?
Well, I have a do-it-yourself credit repair course on my website at moneymagnetmoves.com, where you could go on there and check that out if you're interested in learning how to repair your own credit and how to build it up and then leverage it to start making passive income. My Instagram is I am Aaron Jones, and my company TikTok is Credit to Cash. So we on the board, and you can also email me at moneymagnetmovesllc@gmail.com as well.
Awesome. And just a little self-exposure, Aaron, we'll be doing the financial literacy in the business camp that we'll be offering live this summer in New Jersey. So thank you guys so much for calling in. I can't thank you enough. I will be in touch with both of you. You guys, I am Khadija Stewart, the on-call business coach. We will be having a pre-lab for the Youth Business Camp. It's a virtual program every weekend from July 11th through the 26th. It's just 1 hour. And we are going to be playing games, nothing but games virtually. But it's going to prepare that business language, spelling, some numbers, right? You got to earn some money. And I'm giving away all kinds of gifts as well as the book. Was for Chris Johnson. He wrote a book which was called How I Became an Entrepreneur, How I Became a Kid Entrepreneur. I'm giving that book away and a T-shirt for everyone who registers for the first part of the business camp, so June 11th through June 26th. Email me, khadijakitchen@gmail, and I'll give you all the deets on that. Once again, I'm the on-call business coach. You can reach me. Family, a little bit of food for thought before we leave out. I want to talk about it before we go. It is better to be honored than to be proud. Pride is a self-absorbed sense of accomplishment. Honor is a fulfilling result of an accomplishment, right? So we always say, oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Let's start being honored by people, because pride is us looking at ourselves and us putting our chest out and forgetting about the impact that we're having on everyone else around us. While being honored, we feel good inside because we did something that we knew was going to impact those around us and ourselves and our families. So remember, family, we're leveling up in 2022. We're making things better. We're doing things better. And this is the reason why I had Shania Muhammad and Aaron Jones come on. These are high-level individuals within our community that are doing high-level things. 14 years old with 2 degrees. Is not a lightweight accomplishment, okay? Having a path that you struggle out of some major struggles through entertainment and then into finance, those are major accomplishments, family. They are. And I want us to start taking a peek, a bigger peek at those people. We follow people on social media, Instagram, TikTok, that are showing us all this high-level entertainment, flossy pop stars, all of that. But let's start looking at the people that are making impacts in our community, the people that are changing the narrative and the language. Once again, I'm the on-call business coach. Remember, family, always, I will see you next month, the third Thursday of every month, Accountability Happy Hour. We're accepting new members. Check me out on Facebook to register for free. I'm only giving it away for 2 more weekends. Remember, family, have an awesome spring, and remember to always develop it just as it happens. Take care.